Hi guys, my name is Nefe and you're welcome back to the Let's Talk Nigeria show with Nefe. Yes, it's me again. How are you guys doing this lovely morning? How's it going over there? How are you preparing for the next election? I know it's less than 48 hours till we get to cast our vote again for our governors and our state houses. You know, and I'm sure we're really gearing up. INEC has promised us in quotes that they're going to use beavers and all of that this time. I don't know how, if they'll keep their promises. They promised us it's going to be better. I'm happy that they're acknowledging that the last one was shambles, you know. But go out and cast your vote. Don't relent. If we relent at this point, we lose it. We miss the whole point, you know. It's that we keep going. Regardless, in the face of obstacles, in the face of resistance, we keep going till we get the Nigeria that we deserve. So yes, it's less than 48 hours. I'm sure by now you've made up your mind on who you're going to vote for. You've checked out your candidates. For whatever reason you want to vote for them, they're ready to go out and vote. So I'll say go out, cast your vote, and we keep hoping and praying for a better Nigeria. And I just want to thank everybody for constantly tuning in. If you listened to the last episode, thank you very much. If you haven't, please go back and listen to it. It's a bit long because I had a guest, but it's very insightful. So please go back, listen to it, and don't forget to drop a feedback. Don't forget to tell a friend. You know, just engage and let's go. So the last couple of days has been really, you know, heated. Leading up to the governorship election, everybody's doing their last beat, everybody's doing their last campaigns, everybody's making speeches, people are firing shots, and it's been really funny to watch. I'd like to say, Lagosians, you people are stressing Governor Sanwo-Olu, please. People should allow that man rest. Literally, that man has been everywhere. He has been to churches, he has been to Computer Village to fix phone. The other day, I saw a picture of him playing football, you know. The other day, I saw a picture in a mechanic workshop. This man is everywhere, you know. I mean, funny thing has even been in my dream too, self. So it's everywhere. It's funny because this is a governor who was almost inaccessible throughout the last 4 years. You know, close to the elections, there were debates that he never showed up for. And then all of a sudden, Baba is everywhere. He's a greeter in church. And it just, I think that just shows that Labour Party really, really defeated APC in Lagos. And he put a lot of heat on them to come out and be people of the people. You know, is it too late? I don't know. Some people might be swayed away by all of this action. Some people are not moved by it. Whatever it is, I leave that to you. But I just feel like a governor who you could not see for the first 4 years, who you could not access for the first 4 years when he needed re-election, how are you sure you will see him in the second 4 years when he doesn't need you for any re-election? Well, that's just a food for thought. I leave that to you to go and think. But we need to understand that we need a government that cares about the people, a government that is accessible, a government that is within reach. We don't need a government that is high and mighty. A lot of things happened in Lagos in the last 4 years, from the NSAS protests to trailers falling. You know, a lot of things that the governor was absent from. He didn't look like a governor of the people. You know, and then I'm sure if he didn't think like he was going to lose this election, he wouldn't be out there doing all of this. He's not doing this because he really cares. He's just seeing that almost business has changed. It's not business as usual. These people have woken up. They are coming out to vote and they'll most likely vote me out. And in a way, I found it really offensive because the other day I saw the news that he paid people's pensions that were being owed. So, I mean, you people had the money to pay these pensions since you refused to do it for this long until it was time for re-election. Is that not a sign of wickedness? I mean, people's pensions, is that not a sign of wickedness, you know? So it's just annoying. For me, I find it really annoying when I see politicians do all of this few weeks or few months to election. They want to fix the roads. Why did you do it ever since? Why did you wait till you need me? So what would have happened if you did not need me to vote for you? You know, and this is the kind of politics, this kind of government we need to push out. You know, but I mean, that's Governor Sanwo-Olu. I really don't want to talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu or the other candidates. I know that there are other candidates. There is Jando of PDP, there is GRV, and then there is Doherty. I mean, go and do your research. Whoever you think is the best man, vote for them. Check these people out. Which of them have plans for Lagos State? Which of them have empathy for the people? Check them out and let's cast your vote for the right person and for the right reasons. You know, one of the things that I found really annoying in the last couple of weeks is how people play the tribal card. It's been really offensive. You know, I mean, I totally agree that Lagos is a Yoruba land. As much as I love people there, I don't think it's no man's land. I don't mean to offend anybody. I think Lagos belongs to the Yoruba people. I think so. And we give them the credit for that. It's their land. But we should also understand that Lagos was once the federal capital. So it means that resources from other parts of the country has been used to develop Lagos at one point in time. She also understands that other parts of Nigeria has been made to starve just so Lagos can prosper. For example, we have oil companies who have their main operations in the south. So we have Chevron, we have Nest Oil, but where are their headquarters? They are in Lagos. And believe it or not, these are political. Let's take the seaports, for example. You know, the seaports in Warri and Port Harcourt are not working. And believe it or not, it's political. It's just to keep some economic power in the West, in Lagos. It's very political. But check out if those seaports were working, if the seaports in Warri and Port Harcourt were working. Trust me, half of the population in Lagos will reduce. You know, people, the trader in Aba doesn't have to come to Lagos to clear his goods. The trader in Kano doesn't have to come to Lagos to clear his goods. And there's a lot of population in Lagos. People have lived in Lagos for 30, 40 years. They've paid taxes in Lagos. So I think that everybody who has lived that long, who has paid taxes, have the right to vote in Lagos, you know. And I mean, has the right to who becomes the governor of Lagos State. Because Lagos is a metropolitan city. It's Lagos, you know. It's still a Yoruba land, don't get me wrong. It's still a Yoruba land. I respect the Yorubas for that. But we need to understand that Lagos has gone beyond just a local city. They say it's the biggest city in Nigeria. And that pisses me off because it is supposed to be the most developed city, but I don't think Lagos is developed. You know, when you compare to other Nigerian cities, yes, it's up there. But I will not judge, like I always say, I won't judge Lagos by other Nigerian cities. I will judge Lagos by what is given to Lagos. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. So the yardstick to which you judge Lagos is not how you judge Yobe or judge Kano or judge Edo State or Delta States, you know. And why it hurts me with all this tribal card is that we have Nigerians who are running for offices outside the country. I mean, during the last when we were going to pick the last prime minister in the United Kingdom, one of the top contenders was a Yoruba woman, a Nigerian woman, you know. And it's funny because in the UK, we have Nigerians contesting, but back home in Nigeria, they are telling you that his mother is not Yoruba, so he cannot be governor of Lagos State, that they want a true... I mean, I read it somewhere that we want a true Yoruba man. I'm like, what does that even mean? We want a true Lagosian. What does that even mean? I mean, this man comes... I'm referring to JRV now. He comes from one of the top families from Lagos. And then all of a sudden, because his mom is not Yoruba, he's been disqualified. I mean, people want to disqualify him. It's just funny how they play the tribal card. And the sad part is, like I always say, when Yawa wants to gas, when the effect of failed government wants to hit us, it does not ask you if your father is Yoruba, your mother is Yoruba. I mean, just a couple of days ago, we had back-to-back disasters in Lagos. We had the train that hit the bus. I mean, a lot of people died. We had the trailer that fell in around Udrelegba, I think. And the sad part is, when this happened, the train did not say, hold up, if you're in that bus, if you are Lagos and your both parents are Yoruba, come out of the bus. If you have Igbo mother, stay on the bus. I want to kill you. You know, when chaos came, it did not ask for tribe. It did not ask for where are you from, what religion are you, what party do you support. When we are going to suffer the effect of bad government, it hits everybody. You know, that train one really pissed me off because how do we live in 2023 in Lagos, Nigeria's most developed city, and there are no barriers preventing cars from going on the train's track when the train is coming? Like, that was unnecessary in 2023 in the city that is supposed to be the most developed city in Nigeria. That accident was so uncalled for, because in other developed countries, in developed cities, you would see that where there's a train track, there's a barrier that comes down as soon as a train wants to pass. You know, how did it get, how was it that there was nothing to prevent that bus from going on the train tracks and people died? And when people died, death did not ask for their tribe. Everybody there died as a result of failed leadership. He did not say, oh, is your mother Igbo or Yoruba, or are you from, you know? So why do we bring these things into politics? Agreed, yes, let the indigenes of the town rule the town. But this, if you see somebody, what does it matter if his mother is not from there? You know, and I think we need to start looking at vision, empathy. Look at these things. Because if we do not have a leader with vision, regardless of tribe and gender, they're going to keep killing us. You know, and death will not ask. All the things that happened in the last 4-8 years under President Buhari, there was no time that it was selected. Only the Igbos or only the Christians or only the Muslims. Everybody suffered the effect of bad leadership. Everybody suffers the effect of no naira notes. Everybody suffers the effect of bad roads. Everybody's suffering the effect of no power. People's businesses from the north to the south to the east to the west of Nigeria are crashing now because of bad leadership. It's not picking tribes. Why do you want to pick tribe over competence when choosing your leaders? You know, I've seen a lot in the last 2 weeks, because I mean, I've been following the state governorship and it's just been disgusting how people align themselves. I mean, I like to say they align themselves be used, because all the people planting these ideas in the minds of these young men don't even believe these ideas. They are planting these ideas that, oh, Igbos are coming to steal their land. Oh, Igbos, it's Yoruba stone. Oh, Yoruba has to be president because they stole the mandate of MKO Abiola. It's our time now. And I'm like, in between, there was Obasanjo, was not a Yoruba man, you know. And it's funny when people want to liken, when people want to talk about Tinubu and they're talking about MKO. And I mean, I don't think they are similar, to be honest, because unless you don't know history, at MKO Abiola was not really a good man. You know, it's the one that a fellow Yoruba man called Fela and Nicola Kokutsi sang about and called him international tif tif. You know, MKO wasn't a saint either. He was a thief, he was a coup plotter. He was, you know, he even planted a coup against a fellow Yoruba man to come into, just because he was like a power hungry man. And I see a lot of similarities between him and Tinubu. And one other thing is that they played the Yoruba card. They made it look like they had a Yoruba agenda to get young Yoruba men who were not well knowledgeable, just to get them involved in their scheme. Meanwhile, all they were just fighting for was their personal gain, their personal interest. You know, so enough with all this tribalism, because people who plant these ideas in your heads don't really care about your tribe in the long run. They want to use you, they want to use your tribe to get what they want. And when they are done, they don't care. You know, people were saying, oh, Buhari is this, Buhari is... Even his people, his kinsmen suffered under Buhari. Hausa suffered under Buhari. A bad government under... If Tinubu gives us a bad government, Yoruba will still suffer. You know, so tribe should be the last thing we should look at. Is a man competent? Then let him rule. Give him your votes. If you think he's the best, if you don't think he's the best, give somebody else your vote. But it shouldn't be a basis of, is my mother this, is your father this. You know what I mean? People have lived their whole lives in your state. People have contributed to the development of your state. And then all of a sudden, you don't want them to have a voice. They should not even vote. Let's even say, they don't want to contest, they should not vote. I mean, that's really sad. That's really sad. And I feel like Nigerians, not just Lagosians, not just Yoruba people, because this happens everywhere. You know, Nigerians in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, we need to come to a point where we understand that tribalism, religion, has not helped anybody. Has only been a tool for these wicked men. And when they achieve what they want, they dump that tool till they need it again. They dump the tool till they need it again. So it should be competence. You know, I keep hitting on empathy, because a government that has empathy will definitely be competent, will have vision for you. But a government that doesn't really care about you till they need you to re-elect them, trust me, there's nothing they can do when there's nothing they'll do for you when they have power. When they are vulnerable, yes, you'll see them. You know, so why am I saying this? Because we're going into the last phase of the elections. And again, I'm proud of every Nigerian youth that's gone out to vote in this election. I'm proud of the engagement we've been given. I'm proud of everything we've done. We shouldn't go quiet to 2027. The work for the next election has started. You know, we need to keep being vocal, we need to keep engaging the system, and we need to go out and vote. But then again, please do not be carried away by this tribal sentiment. Do not be carried away by what these men tell you. You know, Nigeria will be great when everybody begins to realize that all of us are one. I don't see why a Yoruba lady can contest for the Prime Minister in the UK, and a Yoruba man with an Igbo mother cannot contest for the Governor of Lagos State. You know, I don't see why an Yoruba man with an Igbo mother cannot contest for governorship of Delta State. You know, we need to come to that point where we understand that Nigeria belongs to everybody. A Nigerian man, a Yoruba man from Osun State, should have the right to live in Kano State, and a Delta man should have the right to live in Ebonyi State. We should be able to cohabit and live together, and that's the only way we can come about the new Nigeria, a better Nigeria. As long as we keep playing these tribal and religious cards, it's only going to keep doing us harm. And these same people who are stealing away our future, these people who are doing so much damage to our future, will keep getting away with it. So stop being a tool in their hand. Stop being that tool in their hand, you know. Be a tool for a better Nigeria. Yeah, so again, go out and vote next tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, go out and vote. Don't argue with anybody in the polling unit. don't wear any party, just go there, tumprate and live in peace. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.